We all want to live a happy, productive life, but sometimes we just need a little help. Our Coach On Call experts provide strategies to help you live your best life now. Joining me today is Carol Kelly, a transformational change agent who equips and empowers her clients to manage and leverage the human, internal side of change called transition. Welcome, Carol. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Joan. Thank you for having me.
Well, Carol, today we're going to discuss ways in which we can become more resilient. So to begin with, what does it mean to be resilient?
Well, to be resilient means to have the ability to adapt and bounce back when things don't go as planned.
So, Carol, what do you believe are the key elements that are essential in order to be resilient?
Well, in order to be resilient, there are three major essential areas that come into play. And I call them my three C's. The first is challenge. That's essential in terms of how people view their difficulties. Do they see them as a challenge or they see them as a problem? And resilient people see difficulty as a challenge. The second one is commitment. How committed are you to your dreams and your goals? Do you derail or let them derail when things don't go as planned? Or do you stay with it and you stay committed? And the third is control, and that's more personal control, because resilient people, they put their efforts and their energies into things that they can make a difference in rather than being acted upon.
So, Carol, people that are resilient, are there common attributes that they share?
Resilient people, they do three major things. They acknowledge the situation, they learn from their mistakes, and then they move forward. Those are the common elements of resilient people when it comes to challenge. With respect to commitment, resilient people are so committed to their dreams and goals that they have a compelling reason to get up in the morning. I think that's a very, very key. Having something significant in your life that's important to you, whether it's a project or an event or a person in your life, that you have a reason to get up in the morning. And that leads me to the next one of personal control. They are in control of their lives. You know, they're focusing on things that they can put their efforts in, things that they can have the most impact in. They feel empowered and they feel confident and they don't see themselves as victims.
How does one develop a resilient mindset?
That is key, because how we view adversity and stress strongly affects how we succeed. The first thing is to practice thought awareness. And what I call it is self-talk. Because a lot of people, you have thoughts, but a lot of times it's internal thoughts or you're speaking to yourself. The second thing is to learn from your mistakes or failures. Because if we do not learn, as we know, we'll all repeat them. The next thing is to choose your response. We all have bad days and we all have things that happen to us. Sometimes our plans don't go the way we thought they would. But we have a choice in how we respond to it. In other words, respond versus react. And the next one is to focus on being flexible, understanding that things can or will change. And the next and the last one is to learn to manage stress. We're all going to have some stress from time to time, but taking care of your mind, body, and your spirit, getting a lot of sleep, resting, exercising, whatever it takes to manage that stress is key and critical to developing a mindset of resilience.
Carol, thank you so much for joining us today. If our listeners would like to get more information, you can visit Carol's website, CenterForTransitionalChange.com. We'll be right back.